for having me.
Absolute pleasure. When I received the media release on this subject, it was so relevant to Mildura, I had to make contact. Skin cancer and Mildura almost go hand in hand, unfortunately.
Look, skin cancer is Australia's national cancer. It's quite alarming in that 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with a skin cancer during their lifetime. But the good news is skin cancer is one of the most preventable cancers. And so if we use those 5 S's of sun protection, slip, slop, slap, seek and slide, then best way to prevent skin cancer.
Yeah, that actually alarmed me, 2 in 3 people, 64% of Aussies. But like you said, it's one of the more, you know, treatable and preventable ones. The one that really worried me as much as that is young tradesmen. There's just not enough of them. They might wear their long sleeves and hats, but they just don't use sunscreen and aren't that sun smart at all. Nearly a quarter of them now.
That's right. So during the summer months, this new research has found that nearly a quarter of tradespeople are not wearing sunscreen over the summer months, and that goes to about half of tradespeople in winter months. And we know that people who work outside are exposed to between 5 and 10 times more UV exposure than people who work indoors. And so that really increases their risk of sun damage and skin cancer, which is why we're launching with the Australian Government the Tradie SunSmart Toolkit to make sure that tradies have access to resources that they can put up on their work site to remind them that, along with all of their other excellent safety procedures, this is a really important one too, to be sun smart.
Yeah, I was reading about the tradies pack. I think the more it's in front of their face, I think the more the take-up you'll get on the subject, really.
Well, what we know from the results of the survey is about half of the tradespeople survey said they just forgot to be sun smart.
Yeah.
And so having something available on the site that reminds people to be sun smart is really important. The other interesting statistic that came out of the survey is that nearly 3/4 of tradespeople couldn't really explain how the UV index works and its relationship to developing skin cancer. And so that's why it's also really important that we make sure that we are taking the time to explain how the UV index works and reminding tradespeople that because they're outside so often, they need to be sun smart every time they're on site and no matter what the weather is.
Now, that led me to my next question, Dr. Buchanan, because the UV index, it can, in Mildura here, is a very arid climate. We can get days where it's 43, 44 degrees. Most people equate heat to skin cancer and bad for the sun being bad for you, but it's not about that at all, is it? The sun can be still quite bad for you during winter months.
Well, that's right. So what we need to remember is that even on a cloudy, rainy day,
yep,
you can still have quite a high UV index. And you can find out what the UV index is by visiting www.myuv.com.au, or you can download the SunSmart app onto your phone,
yeah,
or it's even on the Bureau of Meteorology app as well. So it's important to check the UV index as well as the temperature.
Yeah, I was guilty of it myself for many years at being a tradesman on job sites, and I'd always cover up, but I never use sunscreen. I'm always getting the skin checked these days, and touch wood, I've got through clear so far.
So it's really important to remember when we're in the sun that there are 5 forms of sun protection. And so what we're urging all tradies to do is to slip on sun protective clothing. That's that long sleeve protective clothing. Use slop on, the SPF 30 or higher sunscreen.
Yep.
Slap on the broad brimmed hat. And there's nice hard hats now with the neck protection, the Legionnaire style. That's great too. Shade whenever you can. And slide on Australian standard sunglasses.
Yeah, I think most people in St. Rasia would seek shade. I don't know about sunglasses. That's become they've become important too, because UV index and the UV rays damage your eyes as well, don't they?
They can indeed, which is why it's really important to use all 5 forms of sun protection and to remember that sunscreen isn't a suit of armour. You need to use all 5 forms.
Yeah, I think that's what probably one of the basic mistakes made as well, isn't it? They think it's one suit of armour and that's enough.
And to remember as well, this is hot, heavy, sweaty work, so we need to reapply it during the day. Popping it on in the morning and then thinking you're done for the day isn't going to make it. So we need to make sure that we are being sun smart. We're using all 5 forms of sun protection every time we're outside, no matter what the weather, if we're on a work site.
If you use those five forms, how much does it lower your risk?
So the Development of skin cancer is quite preventable. The exposure to the UV is actually responsible for almost all melanomas and skin cancers. So by protecting yourself from the UV and doing it repetitively and consistently, you actually substantially lower your risk of developing skin cancer.
Well, that's good. I know there'll be a lot of tradies this afternoon here in St. Rosia. What's the temperature today? Partly cloudy, 32 in Mildura today. So it's a warm day, but the UV index is quite high. So hopefully they're sitting out there this afternoon going, gee whiz, you know, I haven't done the five things today.
That's right. So a bit of a slip, slop, slap, seek and slide message for the tradies in the region.
The other figure, before I let you go, Daniel, is 6 in 10 Aussie tradies know someone that's had skin cancer. You would imagine that would be enough of a signal, wouldn't you?
Well, again, I think, you know, we're busy at work, they're forgetting to do it, and so that's why the tradie toolbox is really important. So if you're running a worksite, we would urge you to download that tradie toolbox. You can get it from www.cancer.org.au and get that signage up to remind tradespeople to take care of themselves as well as following all the other safety requirements on a site.
That's the website address we needed. It's been great to catch up with you this afternoon. It's as I said, it's a very relevant topic, not only nationally, but yeah, in here in St. Rosia. So thanks for your time, and I've learned a few things, and hopefully a few guys out there this afternoon and girls are listening and think, you know, I'm going to start being a little bit more sun smart.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Dr. Buchanan. You take care.
Thank you.